Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And he has much to say to his people. He loves us and he always speaks his words of love to our heart. He cares about us in every way there is. Everything that he's doing is part of a perfect plan. A plan of redemption. He loves mankind. He died for us. And he rose again, justifying all who will believe. And he truly died for all men, collectively, and I believe also individually. And he longs for people to come to him. He knows us, everyone. He put a part of himself in all of us. We have deep resources as we yield to the Holy Spirit. And that's the best wisdom you can get. The knowledge of God. The wisdom of God. And I learned something. I'm a witness to the fact that when you obey the Lord because he said it, and you believe him, understanding that faith is the highest form of sincerity, I trust you, Lord, with all that I have. I take you at your word. I act on your word. I do what you say. Because your track record is perfect. I look at what you do, my Lord, and I do. I live according to your word. You have never failed me. You have always watched out for me. And I take you at your word by my faith. That's what faith does. That's the statement of faith. If the Lord said it, it's important, and I will do all that's in his heart. I present my plan before the Lord, what I desire to do, but I look over my plan and receive his. And by doing so, I'm yielding my whole life, all of it, all of my plans. I'm presenting it as a living sacrifice. And I'll do his plan first. And I'll use my plan according to his wisdom to do his plan first. See, the little boy's lunch. He gave it to Jesus. Jesus blessed it and gave it to everybody. The little boy ate too, till he was full. Now that food that he had, it may not have filled him up. Maybe so, maybe not. But he had leftovers to take home if he wanted to. And everybody else ate. And then they took up 12 baskets. And this isn't the only time Jesus did it. If he can feed 5 to 20,000 people with a little boy's lunch, he can take what you give him in the spirit. He can take your life and make something wonderful out of it. And I watched my brothers and sisters miss out on too much for too long. When they don't know the power of following God. It's very important that we are not moved by what we see, but only by the word of God. And I know for a fact the Lord will leave no joy out of your life. If you follow him, your life will be full of joy. And I thank God for it. A scripture that got me started to understand these things. This is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." If God directs your path, you're going to learn things you can't learn any other way. Now watch this. I have learned things that I couldn't learn no other way by following God. And because I love people, I would try to share some of that knowledge with others. And much of the time, people don't receive it and act on it because they can't relate to it. Some people are amazed at that kind of wisdom. And they'll, you know, they do the best they can. But there's nothing in this world that can show you what you will learn as you obey the Lord. I can tell a person about it, but it's not the same. If you learn it for yourself, it's in you. Doing my mechanic work, I've done many things the wrong way. I learned many things not to do. I learned it the hard way. And I have tried to share the same wisdom with others. And I learned things that you can't learn unless you do it. And I share it with others and they don't see what I'm talking about. I give you an example. I put an engine in a long time ago. And if you know about cars, it has a harmonic balancer on the front of the crankshaft. And anybody that ever put a timing chain in know what I'm talking about. That thing on the Chevrolet or Ford is hard to put it on there. So you can take the bolt and you can use your air wrench and drive it on there. You grease it up good and it'll drive on there. Well, Amos Barker was coming into town and the bolt broke. And it wallowed around that harmonic balancer wallowed around and marred the shaft. I thought I was going to have to put a whole crank in it. And I went to the machine shop to see about getting another crank. And the guy said, well, before you take it out, knurl it, take some punches and punch it, and it'll swell up. And then file it back down and put it on there. He said, but what happened was when you drove that bolt down, it put stress on that bolt and to the point that it broke. Now, this is a very hard bolt. He said, next time, if you drive it down with your bolt, back off and then retighten it, and it won't have the stress and it won't crack again. Now, there was no way I could know that but by experience. But somebody else was kind enough to tell me what not to do. They seen it before. That was my first time seeing it. So I shared the same information with others, but it didn't make sense to them. And that can be very detrimental. The things you learn the hard way, it's in you. Now, when you trust the Lord yourself, when you trust him with your life, you know you'll want your life to work out. You trust in him with your life, with your children. You're taking his advice for your family. You're stepping out on faith. And you may be a pastor. You may be over a church. You're doing what God said. And you're guiding others. You're trying to do the right thing. By faith, you can be convinced. With doubt, you can be uncertain. Against God. Against God. But what he revealed to you, choose to be in faith about it. Faith works by love. Be in faith about it, but don't just take his, don't just let one statement be the only thing you talk about. Receive what he said and then ask him questions. Like Gideon, he took measures to make sure that he was on the right track, but he was always in faith about what God said. He asked for confirmations. Do that. Because you got to believe in your ministry. If you're a father, you got to believe in your leadership that God has revealed to you. Not your good idea, but what God revealed to you. That's what you got to believe. And if you're a wife, you got to believe in your counsel that you share with your husband. Wives can see things that their husbands can't. all the time. So whatever God gives the husband, the wife that loves her husband and believes what the Lord say, she will be his best counselor if she pays attention to the Holy Spirit. She's already naturally gonna see things, elements in life that I watched my parents. Whatever my daddy was gonna do, he and my mother would talk about it. See, they used to drive all the way to Utah, Alabama from Birmingham. And I would listen to them talk. But I wasn't really paying them any attention. But she always knew how to help him. But she was a praying woman. Now, I don't remember all the details and conversations. They're talking. I'm just in the car thinking about child stuff. They're doing grown-up stuff. That's how I processed it. But everything they did worked out. When there's love, that'll make the difference. You may not know all the details, all the scriptures, but the guidance of God would help you make the difference. Now, he's got to work with your lack of knowledge. If you don't, he's got to work with your level of knowledge. That's a better way to say it. And wherever you lack knowledge, he will use what you understand and what you've taken time to hear, because the Holy Spirit will give you references on the word that you took time to receive and the word that you believe in your heart. That's what he talked to you with. Now, when people are taught wrong, he has less to work with and more obstacles to guide. He's trying to guide you around obstacles. The obstacles are in the way. False teaching is in the way. If you believe it, it's an obstacle to him teaching you. But the word that you did receive, he can clue you in against those obstacles, the false teaching. He'll do things. You got to watch now. You got to watch the Holy Spirit. You got to watch Jesus. What is he saying? What is he putting in your heart to minister? If you pay more attention to how he uses you and the things that he give you, you'll be clued in to what's better. So that when you hear it, you won't shove it away and cling to what you know. See, we learn things and we think we know what we know. We've been schooled in it. We believe it. We act on it. And if it's not right, it's an obstacle against God. And it breeds doubt. It breeds unbelief. And there's no joy in it, and there's no peace in it, because God don't fellowship with error. And the Holy Spirit will not and cannot, he will not follow error or false teaching with signs and wonders. Only thing that he'll follow with signs and wonders is the word of God that you preached by your faith. If you preached it, he has something to work with. If you preached it and didn't believe it fully, if you measured it small, he still has something to work with. Your commission, you must believe it. You want God to be involved. It's not by might or power. It's by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit responds to faith in his word. You taking God at his word. But when he clue you in on something, when things don't fit, when light exposes darkness. All light exposes all darkness in every form. It could be religious untruth. The light of God's word will expose it. When people believe wrong, they read the word in light of that wrong teaching. And they read into the word of God what they're thinking, what they believe, what they were taught, or their opinion. But if you read chapters, eventually those opinions, you find fault with them. Because no error can hold up in heaven's court. Satan will give you lying doctrines. He try to breed doctrines of devils, seducing spirits, try to get people off track with doctrines of devils. And time people preach it, he go and accuse them before God. They trust me more than they trust you. They're preaching my word. And the Lord know that people are not... They were trained wrong. And it take a long time for God to undo it. Now, there's a sin to death and there's a sin not unto death. Some people are not going to be destroyed because of what they've done, because they did it in ignorance and deception. They were trained wrong, and they didn't judge it yet. But the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is working with us. We came out of darkness, so there's going to be some residuals. But God knows what to do. That's why if you follow him, you'll be clued in faster. You'll be able to measure the true part of God's word greater. You'll be able to do better in your life and help others. The light that you live, if you follow through, and if you have the courage to continue, you'll become a light to others, and you will challenge people to the core. You're challenging them in the heart. The mind don't really count. The heart is what God is after. If he can get the heart, he can get the mind later. I don't waste time trying to convince people in their mind. I speak the word of God in their heart so that they can have faith, so that they can believe God's word and live. They still got to choose to do it. The love of God is in it. The light of God's word exposes darkness for what it is. And people who follow God will know what I'm talking about. But people that harden their heart, they push the word out. You're supposed to drive out the Philistines, not the Israelites. You drive out the doctrines of devils. You drive away the seducing spirits. You receive anointed speech from holy men of God. You receive all you can from the Holy Spirit. You receive all you can from the Father. And you build on the foundation that Jesus laid, fully believing in it, being fully persuaded that he washed your sins away. This is how you defeat the world. This is how you defeat Satan. This is how you defeat old habits, opinions that's wrong, dead doctrines, false doctrines, doctrines of devils. Easy. Those who love God will see. Their eyes will be open. They will be able to judge what's right. They will be able to see through the lies and deception of Satan. And when he come around, you'll detect him. When he speaks his word, even though you may not be schooled in all the avenues of the word, something just don't sit right with his doctrine. When people teach error, it makes you want to leave. When people teach error, it grieves you, just like it grieves the Holy Spirit. You know something's wrong with it. It's tainted. But the word of God is greater, better, pure, easy to be entreated, easy to be received. Now, when the Holy Spirit speaks and you take him at his word, you become a candidate. You become qualified to learn something greater and not being proud about it. The Lord protects us in every way. If he teaches too much too quick, beyond our level of love, people can get in pride because of their new knowledge. But the Lord trains us in a way so that we can see clearly. We'll know it's him. We'll thank him for it. And we won't get in pride about it. We'll be truly blessed. And he does it in a systematic way. And if it's knowledge that other people would just scoff at. See, some knowledge that you learn as you follow God, other people they won't have a reference for it. They may not receive it yet. It really won't make sense to them. And the Lord understands that. So it's possible that you'll learn things that you may not be able to put in words. I've understood revelation years and years ago. And I couldn't put it. It was hard for me to describe how wonderful my life became. It was hard to describe what I understood. in my heart. And just a few years ago, after teaching in the Sunday school for years, I can share things there that I don't share other places. And then on the website broadcasts like these, the people that are listening have a deep hunger for the Word of God. If you listen to this broadcast every day, these broadcasts every day, and I've been doing it for a year and a half almost, or almost a year. Started last June when I was on vacation. That's when I started it. We was down in Gulf Shores when I did the first four broadcasts. And if you listen to these broadcasts, it's because you want to know God. You hear something that you haven't heard quite the same. And my assignment was to minister to people who desire to know God. People who love him for who he is. People that go on this site and continually listen is because they're hungry. Now, I have to believe that God, that the Lord is sending people on this site. And they are. He is. They're coming on the site. Many people all around the world listen to this broadcast. And I thank God for it. Because he told me they did. And he told me many things that's just wonderful. And I thank him for all of it. And I know he's talking to people because he released a lot of the revelation I got years ago that I had to conceal. Because the Holy Spirit, he gives his word to people that will appreciate it. People that will love him, people that will obey him. As they can receive it. Because he teaches us at our own pace. So when you're hungry, you change the dynamics. When you're seeking him for his knowledge on purpose, because you trust him, you change the whole format. God can, he can prepare you. He can prepare you easier and faster and better. Your life won't be like those who ignore God. And your life, it'll be greater than those who put him last. And it'll be much greater than those who believe wrong. And sometimes people have, they have a lot of followers, but that doesn't always mean it's of God. We bear fruit after our kind. And some people get caught up in fame. God has nothing to do with fame and fortune. You will be blessed according to whatever the ministry needs. And then you'll be rewarded for obedience. And a person can become increasingly wealthy. But it's for a purpose. Now, those who lavish themselves and ignore the problems of others and don't, you know, if I had millions or billions, I would be asking, Lord, how can I use this to help others? See, the thing that he said to the rich young ruler, if you got ears to hear, applies to everybody. Sell all you have, give to the poor, come and follow me. In other words, it's the same thing as saying, don't be caught up in riches. Make me your first love. Do whatever I give you to do. And you will be blessed beyond measure. See, the rich young, Brother Harden brought it out right. If you go on this, on the first audio page, and also the second, there's a word called classic. Everybody need to listen to classic. I think I did in March the 12th, 2015. It's when he did the broadcast, and I put it on the website. It's in two places on that website. It's on April the 12th, but it's also at the top where people could see it. And I put in parentheses, classic. He did another one called Onion Layers. I named it that so people could have a quick reference to it. It's still in the Fresh Start Breakfast section, which is our Sunday school section on the webpage. But if you click on it, it'll download to your device and you can listen to it. Now, it's worth it because he spelled out what Jesus' true intentions were. You give God all you got, he'll bless it and give it back to you. He'll multiply it back to you. Now, this is not just money. This is the knowledge of God. Your time. The time it takes to learn and train. The time it takes to minister to others. You dedicate yourself and give yourself to God as a living sacrifice, he will turn around and use it to multiply many other people and reward you for it. Now, everybody's got a heavenly account that's going to heaven. And they're going to be rewarded. People that's going to hell, they got one too. Because they're going to get rewarded in the great white throne judgment. Some people, they became doctors and lawyers and engineers. They blessed people. They were philanthropists. They just didn't get saved. But they did good. They did good like Jesus. They went around doing good. But somebody deceived them and they listened to the wrong thing and they stayed in pride against salvation and didn't get saved. But they still did good works. Now they're going to hell. They're going to the lake of fire, but they're going to be rewarded. I don't know what the reward would be, but God's going to reward them for what they did. And then you got people that were just evil and mean and wicked. They didn't help nobody. All their life, they was a disaster. They contributed they didn't contribute much to life and others. They were takers. And they did wrong against God. So when they go to hell, they'll be rewarded too. They'll be punished more. And I know this. So I try to get people to get saved so they can avoid the fierce judgment that's going to come against them. Change your ways. Even people that's poor, if you're on disability, be honest. If you don't deserve to be on disability, get off for your sake. It's evil to receive money under false pretense. If you really have a real problem, then fine, that's what it's for. Some people got hurt and they can't work, and they want to. But if you're on disability, don't just sit around the house watching TV. You're funded. You can always pray for others. If you can't do anything physically, you can receive rewards for being a priest, praying for people. You can watch the news a portion of the day and pray for needs. For these reasons, everybody needs to listen to what the Lord is saying. He's going to guide you into all truth and help you see what you normally couldn't see. He's going to help us all go forward and not backwards. He's got our best interest at heart. But the way we receive the word of God, the way we measure it, it'll be measured back to you. So when you ask the Lord your questions, you change the whole dynamic. You become receptive to the word. He said, take heed how you hear. The way you measure, it'll be measured back to you. And when you measure the word big, then the Holy Spirit has something to work with. You've got greater faith and he can talk to you better. You can hear him better. You'll get to if you study the word enough, you'll have enough of his word inside you that he can dialogue with you like you really want him to and like he really wants you to. Most of my prayers are two-way communication. And I ask the Lord anything. I found out that it honors him when I ask him my questions. And we talk about it. We have discussions. And then I see things in the. That's why I say he's always up to something good. He evaluates everything before he speaks. He think of what you need the most, what you can receive, how to give it to you so you don't get in pride, how to help you understand even greater facts, things that he needs you to understand so he can give you an assignment. It's all about the love of God. I get excited every time the Lord add to my assignment or give me a new one. Because I'm learning things I can't learn any other way. He thinks of everything. And I know that other people that are much smarter than I am, they could greatly benefit and be a blessing to the body of Christ. See, you got to think generation. What legacy will you leave behind you? I know the rapture's in a few days and it's not far away. But what you yield to the Lord, he can multiply. Esther had her one conversation changed the course of Israel. She got her husband, which was the king of Persia, to not destroy the Jews. Because she fixed a dinner and invited her husband and the man that was trying to kill him. The first time she kind of chickened out. And the second time she spoke her heart. And the king protected Israel and worked against her enemy. And had him hanged on the gallows that he made to kill Jews and Israelites. We need to follow God. Don't underestimate what the Lord can do in one day with you. In 1 hour, he can cause you to say something, do something that will be a blessing to many millions of people. And you'll have to believe it. But don't be afraid. One of the 9 gifts of the Spirit is the gift of faith. And the Lord, you have to believe whatever it is he's doing. He can, if you start believing, he'll add to it and you'll believe him with faith that is a gift to you.